God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton about the promise of a new day. Are you in need of some freshness, a new day, a new perspective? God is all about fresh starts, new beginnings. As we open God's Word together today, know that we're here for you. We're connecting both online at theencouragingword.org and this phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to talk with you, pray with you, maybe connect you with some free resources. Speaking of which, if you want that daily email from Dr. Don, just text the word DAILY to 30500. We'll send you a quick link, and by this time tomorrow, you'll be getting that email from Dr. Don. That's text the word DAILY to 30500. Now, it's time for today's message, The Promise of a New Day, with Dr. Don Wilton.
You know, maybe you're on the road. Maybe you're a trucker. And maybe you've stopped and you're in that motel room. And the reason why you will see the encouraging word is because it's not about me, certainly not about Don Wilton. It's not about a church, a wonderful church. I know this church. It's a group of people who just love the Lord Jesus. It's about the encouraging word. There it is. It's about what God has to say to us. And I want you to know that we're praying for you today, right now. And you can pick up that phone at any time. You can call 24/7. Anytime, morning, noon, night. And I have friends now amongst a wonderful church of people who care about you, who love you, that will answer that phone and you can talk and share. And they're going to tell you too, just like themselves, that God is real, that He really does love you. There is hope. And in fact, today, that's what I'm going to be speaking to you about. The promise of a new day. A new day. And I'm going to invite you, if you can, to take your Bibles and turn with me to Joshua in the Old Testament. You'll need to have a look at this if you can. Maybe the only thing you have in your possession is your iPhone or an iPad. Go to your Bible app. And by the way, I want to encourage you to download a Bible app of your choice. I have several in mine. And you download that Bible app. And you can go to Joshua chapter 1 and it'll pop right up there on your screen. Because I want you to see this for yourself. Now, I have in my hand what I call a hard copy. The page is right here in front of me, and I'm going to read this to you. And before I read in Joshua chapter 1, I want to say to you the promise of a new day is a promise that God gives to you. This is your new day. You see, these people were no different that we're about to speak about. God's truths are timeless, and His promises are absolute. Everything God tells us, regardless of what year it was, applies to us today because God Himself doesn't change. He's not affected by time. You and I look back and we say, well, that happened then, and God says, yes, but this is what happens now because He loves us now, right now, where we are, at this very moment, right where you are. And maybe even right now, you're in a dark place. Perhaps right now, even as I'm speaking to you, you might even be thinking about taking your own life. I'm going to ask you not to do that. You're worth it. Because God loves you. He really does. He loves you so much that He gave His only Son to die on a cross for you. And your life can be turned around. This is your new day. And I'm going to show you what happened here in God's word. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I'm giving them to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. Just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so it is I will be with you. I will not leave you, and I will never forsake you. Now watch this. What was it that God said to Joshua? What did God say to Joshua? Just a couple of things. Number one, Moses is dead. I want you to just think about that. Moses is dead. Maybe if in today's day and age might have written a song, yesterday is dead and gone, but tomorrow? Any rate, what did God say to Joshua? Moses is dead. Number two, get ready. It's what he said right here in this verse. Now therefore, are you ready? What did he say? Number three, include all the people. Don't do this alone. And while I'm talking to you, I want you to know that whatever it is I'm saying to you is going to have an impact on all the people. They're involved. There are very few lives that live and die in total isolation. What's going on in your life matters. Yes. But others are always impacted by what matters. Include all the people. Number four, I love this in the second part of verse 2. God said, cross over the Jordan. Now, I have personally stood right here, and many of you have because you've traveled with me to that part of the world. But I just want you to picture, kind of like behind me, Mount Nebo, the land of the Moabites. I mean, it's a big old mountain. Stands in a place called Jordan country. Big mountain, like a mountain range. Where this was happening was right back there on the big old mountain range. This is where Moses stood. When you stand on Mount Nebo, where I have stood on the top of Mount Nebo, and you look down, you'll see the Jordan River flowing all the way from the Sea of Galilee down into the Dead Sea. There it is. And right on the other side of the Jordan River, as the crow flies, is the city of Jericho. You remember what happened? See, that was the promised land. To get to it, there were a number of obstacles. They had to come all the way down this mountain and negotiate all the treachery of the territory in which they were in. Then they had to cross over this river. They didn't have engineers and amphibious boats and all those kinds of things. It wasn't just a matter of, well, let's just get onto the other side. You got a river flowing in front of you right now, don't you? You got a mountain to come down off. You've got a land to conquer. God said to Joshua, Joshua, listen, I told you what I said I'm going to do. I'm going to deliver you to the promised land. Now just go ahead now, cross over the Jordan. Get on with it. I love that story because it was like they crossed over and here's Jericho. And you remember how they had to march around it seven times and how God brought the walls down. And it's an incredible story about a new day. Cross over the Jordan. Number five, and I love this one too, because God said in verse 3, set your foot down. Just get on and cross over this river and put your foot down and claim what God has promised to you. Actually, that's not quite as easy as it looks, because when we face uncertainty and difficulty in our lives, it's one thing even to stand up and get going, let alone to cross over the rivers of our life, let alone to just walk in and just put your foot down. I think it's high time some of you put your foot down when it comes to what God says, because you can take God at His word. Fear not, He said. Don't be dismayed. Just go and put your foot down. Number six, your territory will expand. God will enlarge your tent. God is going to make way. He's going to build and He's going to provide. And what God said to these people was, I want you to know before you even get there that your territory is going to expand. By the way, it's not without saying, they had covered quite a bunch of territory, if you don't mind me saying it. They'd covered some distance all the way from Egypt. Now remember, this had been going on for 40 years. And God says, I'm going to expand your territory. God perhaps is telling you today, I'm going to prosper your business. I'm going to build your home. I'm going to make you whole. I'm going to take your weakness and I'm going to turn it into an amazing strength. I'm going to take your despair and I'm going to turn it into an unbelievable joy, because I am the Lord your God. And this is God's promise for a new day. Number seven, what did he say to Joshua? The enemy's already defeated. Now, I like that. I like that. Wouldn't it be just wonderful if someone could go to the Philadelphia Eagles and say, just want you to know, be cool, dudes, because them Vikings is dead before you go and play them. You know, we think about it, think of a ball game, or we think about marriage. Can you imagine all of these things God said? Now, wait a minute. Before you rise, before you go, before you step over the Jordan, before you even understand what I'm saying to you, I just would like you to know, your enemy is already defeated. Number eight, I love what God said in the eighth instant. He said, most of all, I want you to know I'm with you. You know, one thing I love about my grandkids is they remind me of my children when they were little. By the way, if you've got little people in your life and in your family, I know that sometimes you say, gosh, I wish they would grow up. But I promise you it goes by quickly. But I'll tell you, one of the most precious things about little ones is they just love big ones to be with them. Hold my hand, Mommy. Hold my hand. Daddy, are you watching? Daddy, will you come with me? Daddy, can you tuck me in? Mommy, can you come and read this book with me? You know what moms and dads and chiefs and duckies do all the time? I'm with you. You know, when the thunder and the lightning out there and that little one runs through into the bedroom and petrified, terrified, you'd think the world is falling apart, just jump into bed with us. This is God saying to Joshua, listen, before you take the first step, I want you to know, I'm going to hold your hand, I'm going to be with you, and I'm never going to let go. What does this mean? I'm going to take what God did to the people of God, and I want to say something to you today. I think this is what God is saying to you. Number one, it's a new day.
Please forgive the interruption. We'll be back to this concept of new beginnings and a new day with Dr. Wilton in just a moment. But Doc insists that I interrupt because we want you to know that we're available for you. This is not just a one-way conversation. but it's indeed a two-way communication. And we'd love to hear from you either online at theencouragingword.org or this phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. If there's a time in your life, perhaps this is that time where you say, I need a new beginning. I need a fresh new day. Sometimes the way to draw a line in the sand is to begin some new habits, some new disciplines as a disciple of Christ. And I want to encourage you to spend some time every day in God's Word to create a quiet time. And the jumpstart to my quiet time is the email from Dr. Don every morning. You can sign up on our website at theencouragingword.org for a daily encouraging word email, or you can just text the word daily. That's right, daily to 30500. We'll send you a quick link, and by this time tomorrow, you're signed up and ready. That's daily to 30500. Just text it, and we'd love to get you signed up today. Now back to today's message, The Promise of a New Day, with Dr. Don Wilton.
I think this is what God is saying to you. Number one, it's a new day. Moses is dead. Something wrong with Moses? Boy, don't we thank the Lord for those who have gone before us. Maybe it's time for you to stop trying to live in the past. You know, maybe the greatest honor and tribute you can give to your mom and your dad, your best friend who left so suddenly, your son, your daughter that you grieve for, is to live today. You know, talking about football, remember when Brett Favre, great quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, played in that great Super Bowl, and he played that game the day after his father died. And I just remember this great quarterback saying, look, if it would be anything my father would want me to do right now, would be to go out and play and win this game. Holding on to the past is very real, isn't it? Especially when it comes to the hurt and the pain, that person that hurt you, that grievance that you suffered, that ugly word, that unkind word, that thing that preacher said that you didn't like, that fight that broke out, that time when you didn't make the team, that grade that you didn't make, that degree you didn't get, the job you were fired from that job and you just won't let it go. Just won't let it go. It's a new day. You know, Paul put it like this. He said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press on. You know, when you have someone that you love, forgetting doesn't mean removing. I'm not telling you to stop loving. I'm not suggesting that. But today is the day that the Lord has made. I want you to know that I'm just one person, but you know, I love you in your hurt and in your grief, in your pain. And there are many things I cannot identify. We can't always walk in one another's shoes. But if that person is like a Moses, and that Moses in your life has gone on and been taken up from the mountaintop into the presence of the Lord, maybe it's time for you to just say, Lord, this is a new day. But now if it's a grievance, it's a hurt, it's a pain, you're carrying around that baggage in your life, it happens to a lot of us, you know. I have things like that. You know, as an 8-year-old boy, I went to boarding school all by myself in Africa. Nobody meant me any harm. I would be less than honest with you if I wouldn't tell you that I've carried hurts as from a little boy by myself in the mountains of Zululand, beatings and It's not easy just to shake these things. You know, sometimes we get scars in our life and we just carry those scars with us and we translate those scars even into our adulthood. Do you know that scars have a tendency to inflict scars on others? You got to let it go. It doesn't matter if that person didn't get elected or the wrong person was in the White House it doesn't matter. Just let it go. Stop carrying this around because your bark is becoming your bite. You've become infected by it. It's a new day. Number two, begin with yourself. That's what he said. He said, Moses, get up. Begin with yourself. Do you know one of the things, when you've been in bondage or you've been on a long journey and faced many battlefields, do you know what our tendency to do is? Our tendency is always to find somebody else to blame. That's very natural, isn't it? Who done it? Somebody else did it. The dog bit me, you know, when I was 3. You got to let the dog go. Some of you have got a yapping dog around your ankle that yapped at you 60 years ago, and he's still yapping. And he turned to Joshua, and he said, Joshua, you get up. Moses is dead. It's your time. Stand up. Number 3, what does it mean? It means we're in this together. That's what he said, include all the people. He told us right there. He said, now go over this Jordan, you and all these people. Don't row your boat on your own. You know, it's one of the things. Are you in a church? Do you go to church? Why not? What's the matter with you? Do you know that God designed the local church because of all the people? Not perfect people. Now, you need to get over it. Stop carrying the baggage of all those hypocrites, because there are lots of hypocrites in the church. Stop carrying the baggage of, well, that person there and this. We're all sinners. The church is not a gathering of saints. It's a gathering of sinners who understand that God has given us a new day. I'm just one beggar telling another beggar where to find food. You need to get over it. Get a life. Stop this nonsense, because you're depriving yourself of all the people. So I'll shoot straight with you, because I've been around the church. In the church, you're going to find grumblers, groaners, Israelites. You're going to find people who, if you didn't know, were almost members of ISIS. They're in the church. You're going to find hypocrites. You're going to find tall, short, big, round, all, every person you could ever imagine. But I'm telling you something, I love the church. I love my church, man. Because in my church, I'm just surrounded by a powerhouse of people, all the people who are ready to stand up and say, yep, it is a new day, and you're on your own, but you're not, because we're there with you. God uses people, man. I just thank the Lord in my church how many people there are that hold up my arms and sympathize with me and cry with me and celebrate with me and teach me and encourage me. That's the church. Be sure to be in church. Go to that church of your choice and get amongst God's people. Hey, God came to Joshua, said to him, son, it's a new day. Start with yourself and bring all the people with you. At number 4, maybe what God was saying to Joshua is being said to us today. Told Joshua, listen, you got to cross the Jordan. I think what God is saying to you and me today, it's time to step over that line, isn't it? Step over that barrier. Overcome that obstacle. Bible says burdens are lifted at Calvary. Lay it down. I'm going to ask you today, just lay it down. Step over the line. I know maybe your daddy never told you that he loved you. Step over the line. You start telling everybody you love them. How about it? God's speaking to you today. And then he said, get this. He said to Joshua, when you cross the Jordan, step over the line, set your foot down. I think what he's saying to us, I mean, it's he's saying, actually move. Actually move. Do you know most people, a lot of people who are hurt, live according to the philosophy, sometimes I sits and thinks, and other times I just sits. You got to move. Take action. Put your foot down. Setting your foot down implies, carries with it the idea of walking, moving your feet, going places as God leads you. Actually move. Number 6, claim your territory. You know what he said? He told Joshua, he said, your territory will expand. Watch this, folks. Claim what God has promised to you. Claim it. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is shatterproof. No man can change that. Claim your territory. Number 7. Now, this is a big one. You ready for this? Let's go to number 7 of what God said to Joshua. What was it? Number 7, the enemy is already defeated. That's what he said. I want to just read it to you again in verse 5. He said, no man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Nobody. Your enemy is already taken care of, already defeated. What is God saying to us? Don't run away from your enemy. Confront your enemy. Look your enemy in the eyeball and say, no more. You got me? With God before me, who can be against me? Now define your enemy. Who is that? What is it? What is beating you down all the time? What's holding you back? Confront your enemy, claiming the promise of God. Do it because of Him. It's the Spirit of God who will enable you. The greatest power that can ever exist in your life is the indwelling power and presence of the Spirit of God. Nothing can come against God. And He said, nothing's going to come against you. God takes care of business. So you might look at it and say, man, I can't conquer this addiction. You got to admit that you've got one first. You got to recognize it, call it what it is. Then you got to claim the promise of God. And then you begin that step-by-step process under the nurture, the knowledge, the admonition of God's Word by His Spirit, together with the people of God who are all there supporting you and encouraging you. And all the other means, the medical community, the opportunity that you've got for spiritual counseling and guidance, your local church, the teaching and preaching of those who love you and teach you God's Word fundamentally. Confront the enemy. Number 8. Just start thanking Jesus. Just thank Jesus. You know, that powerful statement, I'm with you. He said, right there, he said, I want you to know that I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you. The beginning point of taking hold of the new day is to just thank the Lord Jesus. You know, if I was speaking into your marriage right now, and you got issues going on between the two of you, change your tactic and just start thanking each other for one another. I'm talking about even for the little things. Gratitude is an amazing thing, because when you thank Jesus, you are already acknowledging His power.
And such power it is, the power of Jesus Christ, in that attitude of gratitude. Our time is gone for today's edition of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton, but we'll be continuing this Promise of a New Day message tomorrow. I pray you'll join us again. Join us online as well at tewonline.org between now and then to connect with some of the great resources that are available, especially considering the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide, an opportunity to get an email from Dr. Don just by texting the word DAILY to 30500. We'll send you a quick link and you'll be signed up right away, or give us a call at 866-899-9673. We'd love to hear from you. The Encouraging Word.